Welcome to the Wisdom of the Womb podcast, your home for mind, body, and soul wellness for women. My name is Stephanie Adler. I'm a certified nutrition consultant, birth doula, and women's hormone and fertility expert. I've supported hundreds of women in having healthy cycles, healthy babies, and building a balanced foundation in their bodies and minds to set them up for a limitless life. Now it's your turn. I believe a woman reaches her full potential when she trusts the innate wisdom of her body and that those women change the world. So if you're wanting to achieve hormone harmony, have boundless energy, optimize your fertility, live a holistically healthy life, and learn how to love and trust your body to become the well woman you know you are meant to be, you're in the right place. Join me for weekly wisdom on topics such as holistic hormone and gut health, fertility, mindfulness, birth, pregnancy, and beyond, and leave with actionable steps towards well womanhood. Thanks for pressing play today. I'm so excited for the magic we're going to create together. Let's dive in. Hello, Womb Wisdom women. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm excited about today's episode and to have an opportunity to shine a light on this issue. This episode is going to be a long form starter pack post. I love those posts. They're just really, I get a kick out of them. So this is going to be a long form version of that. And, you know, I've seen countless women come into my practice over the years with this problem. They're working out, they're eating clean, but the weight isn't budging. And they are beyond frustrated, understandably so, because everything we've ever been taught, unless you've already worked with me, has reinforced the calories in and calories out weight loss model. When in reality, it is way more complicated than that, especially in female bodies. But before we jump into this starter pack episode of just some of the potential reasons you're not losing weight while you're doing all the things, I want to remind you that it is not too late to join us inside the Well Woman Collective, where you will regularly hear things like the weight is falling off and I'm not even working out. If you're listening to that and saying, I'll have some of that, just know that the Well Woman Collective is your comprehensive home for how to fine tune your body with nutrition, lifestyle, mindset, and more on the way to bringing your body to homeostasis, or in layman's terms, balance. And when you're in homeostasis, weight management feels easy. Of course, the Well Woman Collective is about so much more than your weight. We explore the 8 areas of wellness that I've found over years in practice are necessary to understand in order to be able to thrive as a woman in the modern world. Everything from hormones to liver support, stress management, and more. And while not one of these modules is specific to weight management or exercise, they all complement you feeling and looking best in your body and help women achieve that goal, if that is a goal that you have. So check out the show notes to get more info and join us inside the collective, where you'll receive 8 months worth of curriculum, wellness knowledge, as well as have 2 live coaching calls with me a month to get dialed in on your specific situation. Not to mention, we also have a group Slack channel for questions in between calls and connecting with other women going through similar wellness journeys. It is truly the best of the best for supporting women and fulfilling their ultimate wellness potential in all of the industry. And I hope to see you and support you inside of it. One last piece of housekeeping and a reminder that this podcast is not medical advice, but rather a tool to empower you to take educated responsibility for your health and wellness. Okay, so I want to start off our discussion with a story. And this story is about a current client, actually. And when she came to me, she overall felt tired, had low energy, plus was having stomach aches all the time. Her routine looked like waking up early, having a coffee, then going to the gym, doing some form of pretty high intensity workout, grabbing another coffee. When she got to the office, she'd eat a salad for lunch and would either cook dinner, you know, what she would describe as a healthy dinner, or go out. She does live in New York City, so there was some dining out. And on her intake form, she put, I mostly stick to protein, vegetables, and fruit. I stay away from gluten and dairy. However, sometimes I'll eat it on weekends. She was averaging about 2 to 3 servings of fruit and 4 to 5 servings of vegetables a day.
Overall, most people would look at this routine, the daily workout, her diet, and think she eats clean. She works out. It should be easy for her to stay lean. Well, there were a few extra pounds hanging out that just never seemed to budge. About a month into working together, after I had asked her to stop working out, she could walk or, you know, do gentle movement, that was fine, but no hitting the gym hard, and asked her to increase her caloric intake, no more salads, also changed just the way she was eating. She showed up on one of our calls and said, "This is crazy. I'm doing nothing and I'm losing weight." Well, she hadn't done nothing. She had massively began to open up her detox pathways, started supporting her adrenals, and was helping her body feel safe and find balance. And that's what this is about. Your body being safe to shed weight, your body being able to come to a place of balance. So, what are some of the barriers to losing weight, no matter how much you're working out or how well you're eating? The first one that I see a lot is a crashed adrenal system. Now, the term adrenal fatigue is no longer really used in the functional health space, but the premise still stands. If your adrenal system has been stressed and asked to constantly overperform and has been running on fumes for some time, for a lot of people, years, continuing to work out for the purpose of weight loss might actually be hurting your weight loss goals more than helping them. Adrenal fatigue is one of the many elements that can be at play in a larger category of hormonal dysregulation when it comes to weight loss. And we're going to speak to more of that hormonal dysregulation in general. But I want to just restate how many clients I've had that I've asked them to slow down their workout significantly. And that is when the weight starts coming off, because working out is a form of stress. In a healthy, balanced body, that stress is a positive thing. But hard workouts, if you are operating from a place of fight or flight or freeze and your body is in a state of stress, will not, for most people, help them continue to lose weight. So, to this hormone regulation, this larger category of hormones that can be dysregulated might include the thyroid, which plays a huge role in energy creation. And it's another way of saying your metabolism. Okay. And a lot of time, the thyroid can be underperforming for your metabolism well before it reaches clinical levels where a doctor would diagnose you with hypothyroidism. Subclinical thyroid issues can definitely impact energy creation, your metabolism. And overall, there are so many hormones in your body. It's not just sex hormones, which everyone thinks of when we talk about hormones like estrogen and progesterone, though of course those play a huge impact too, but also insulin and cortisol and your thyroid hormones, as well as hunger hormones like leptin and ghrelin, that impact everything from your metabolism, your appetite, to energy creation or lack thereof, which all impact your weight. And all of these hormone systems work synchronistically and they impact each other. So imbalances in some of these hormones can have a cascading effect. And we see this, for example, in the case of approximately 70% of PCOS people, like people who have PCOS. And that's because 70% of people who have PCOS have what's called insulin resistance PCOS. PCOS, and imbalances in blood sugar, so the hormone insulin, can impact sex hormones, and the combination of the two can make for a lot of difficulty losing weight. And so we start to see how these systems feed each other. It's a domino effect. In the case of the client's story I just shared, she was incredibly fatigued without even doing any hormone testing, which I actually often don't do. I'm a hormone coach. I'm a fertility coach. But I often don't actually test hormones in the beginning of working with someone, because the root cause of why a hormone imbalance is going on is usually found in the gut or in the minerals and will resolve itself when we address underlying factors along with supporting the body through nutrition and supporting the body through lifestyle changes. So just a little side note. So without even doing the hormone testing, I could assume from her symptoms that her cortisol levels were in the tank. And by showing up and working out in the gym every morning. It was just not what she needed to lose weight. It was actually probably preventing her from losing weight. And additionally, we looked at her period symptoms, and it was apparent that her sex hormones were being impacted by the imbalances we were seeing in her adrenals, as well as in her liver and her gut, which we're getting to next. But by asking her to stop doing hard workouts, we were able to give her adrenals time to rest, to restore, and set the foundation for her body to begin to feel safe and for her to begin to shed weight without actually even needing to work out. Amazing. Now, the second reason I often see behind the I'm eating clean and working out but not losing weight struggle is poor drainage or congested detox systems. And this goes hand in hand with having a heavy toxic load. So I'm going to bundle these into the second reason. We're going to call it toxins or inability, like too many toxins or inability to detox toxins. And these two factors, when combined, can overload your body with toxins and create a situation where your body isn't very effective at detoxing them. And then when those toxins are getting recycled throughout the body, the detox system becomes even more sluggish in a self-fulfilling cycle, which can create a perfect storm for weight issues. And these toxins can be endocrine disrupting, meaning they disrupt your hormones, which obviously feeds into what we just talked about with those dysregulated hormones. So you're probably going to start seeing how all of these reasons are connected to each other because everything in the body is connected. And we've already concluded that hormone imbalances alone can cause weight loss resistance. So if these toxic levels, you know, if the toxins you're interacting with are endocrine disrupting, that alone can be influencing the hormone systems and lead to weight loss resistance. But additionally, toxins create a sense of stress in your body. And when your body is in a state of stress, it is the opposite of homeostasis when everything is in balance and where weight management is easy. Another toxin I often see as a contributor to weight stagnation is high levels of heavy metals. This is something we can get an initial picture of on a hair mineral analysis test, which is now something that all people who are joining the Well Woman Collective are getting access to. And these heavy metals can create inflammation in the body and over time interfere with proper metabolic function and lead to chronic illness. Then if your liver and your detox systems are sluggish and or you have that heavy toxic load, your body will likely not prioritize weight loss as it doesn't feel safe to do so. The body is in a state of stress. It's paralyzed. It doesn't recognize that it's not famine and that you don't need to preserve this weight, right? But when your body is in a state of stress, for most people's bodies in the modern world, it is hard to lose weight in those circumstances. Even if you're eating clean, even if you're working out, because it doesn't feel safe to do so. Okay. So high toxic loads combined with poor detox pathways, which get clogged up sometimes because of high toxic loads. But even once we reduce the toxins in our life, we still have a backup, right? I like to think of the liver as like Grand Central Station. And anyone who's ever ridden a subway system, you know that like once the problem car, right, is taken off, it still takes a while for things to get moving and they still have to open things up and add another train, whatever. Like you have to get things moving. So it's really a big part of what I see when we're working with why someone is struggling to lose weight. Another common reason that I see as a barrier to losing weight, no matter how consistent your diet and workout routine is an unhealthy gut. And this can look a few different ways. One of them is having dysbiosis, which is a fancy word for an imbalance of gut bacteria. And there is a specific bacteria in the gut I frequently see my clients who struggle with their weight have low amounts of, and or sometimes none at all. And this bacteria is called Akkermansia. And we know that there is a correlation with Akkermansia and metabolic function. Therefore, when Akkermansia is missing, it's an uphill battle to manage weight in a sustainable way. Light bulb goes off, right? Additionally, other factors with gut bacteria can play a role, having low Firmicutes, which is a large family of bacteria in the gut, is associated with struggling to lose weight. Wouldn't it be so helpful to know these things? It is. And that is just the tip of the iceberg with the connection between gut health and weight management. Other factors, such as sources of inflammation that are coming from the gut, can really impact hormones, going back to point one, detoxification, going back to point two, and the cycle goes on. Leaky gut can impact nutrient absorption and create a situation where the body feels undernourished, and therefore it does not feel like it is safe then to shed weight. And all of these things are things that we can get insight to with functional labs. And it's such a gift. On the GI map, we get a breakdown of the gut bacteria. We get tools that help us ascertain the status of the mucosal barrier, of the lining of the gut, right? We're able to see through mineral analysis tests often, you know, do we think this person is absorbing their nutrients well? Are they overfed and undernourished, even if they're eating clean? And it's such a gift to be able to get insight into this instead of throwing darts at a wall and just, or spaghetti at a wall and not knowing what's going to stick. And the case I was sharing before of my client, immediately when we started working together, I asked her to do a product audit and reduce her toxic load by reducing or eliminating plastic use, exposure to toxins that were present in her water, her personal care products, you know, her cleaning products, and so on. As well as we did a massive drainage pathway opening campaign with some supplements and utilizing lifestyle practices like sauna, coffee enemas, things like that. And additionally, we identified several sources of inflammation on her GI map stool sample test, and she started working on her diet, her stress levels, and using targeted tools to reduce that inflammation. She started to feel the difference pretty immediately, and 3 months later, on a retest of the GI map, one of her inflammation markers went from a 160, which is very high, to a 1. This is a marker that we want to see between 1 to 4, 1 to 3. So that's a really big difference. And we're sure that all of these factors have helped her so much, helped her have more energy, her not have stomach aches, and then also feel more comfortable in her body weight-wise. You know, to some extent, there's a little bit of a chicken and an egg, but they all go together. That's the whole point, right? And the last two points I want to speak to as potential barriers to weight loss success are stress and the lack of cycle awareness. So stress, and I'm speaking about external stress here, work stress, relationship stress, financial stress, personal, existential, what's my purpose here stress, right? The kind of stress that a situation causes rather than internal stress, which is stress created by an imbalance in the body. All of the previous points I was speaking to were forms of internal stress, right? Like having a congested liver, toxic load, inflammation in the gut, hormone imbalance, all of that are internal stressors. But external stressors can cause a lot of internal stress in the body. And you can eat perfectly, work out perfectly, also work on your gut health, your detox, et cetera. But if you don't work on your mindfulness or on having a good system for managing life stressors, your body may have a hard time losing weight. And it's critical that we don't ignore that in any addressing we do of a person's life and a weight management picture. And that's why stress management is an entire module of the Well Woman Collective and something I address with every single client I'm working with, in no matter what capacity. It's something we work on in my online course, Fertility Freedom Academy, which is self-paced. It's something we work on in the Well Woman Collective as a group. It's something that I work on with all of my private clients because it is so important for any wellness journey. And a weight loss journey is a wellness journey. Or it can be, and it should be in the right circumstances. And the last point is cycle awareness. Too often I see women who are working out and eating consistently all month long, but aren't factoring in the changes their body goes through over the course of her cycle. And while this is connected to hormones, like we already spoke about, hormones do not need to be dysregulated. Rather, they can be functioning optimally. But if you are not shifting your diet and exercise routine to work with the changes that your hormones are naturally making, the changes that they are supposed to make, then you are working against them. Shifts in your estrogen will naturally change your appetite. You'll likely need more carbohydrate in the later part of your cycle versus in the beginning. There are certain exercises to do at certain times of the month to maximize the metabolic benefit and your body composition. And there really is a biohacking component to cycle syncing that makes managing weight makes so much more sense. It makes it so much more seamless. And this is another key reason why cycle awareness and cycle informed living is its own module in Well Woman Collective, because cycle syncing or cycle informing is the key to thriving as a woman in the modern world if you are in a cycling body. And not only will it support the seamless, sustainable weight management, but it also unlocks your full potential when it comes to working, socializing, love, relationships, money management, business, and so much more. But of course, that's a podcast for another day. So my love, if you are listening to this and you are feeling like the mind blown emoji and are tired of subscribing to the conventional calories in, calories out model that is obviously not working for you, and are ready to not only lose weight to be comfortable in your body, but to discover your unique roadmap to true body balance, to the place where your health, your energy, and your weight all feel flowy and fabulous, then it is time to get supported on the journey. Join us inside the Well Woman Collective. Give me the opportunity to support you in feeling better than you've ever felt and make your wellness goals a reality. There's more info in the show notes, and reach out if you have any questions about if Well Woman Collective is the right fit for you. Additionally, I'd love to hear from you if this is validating where you're at or where you've been. If you've been in a place before, right now, where you feel like you're doing all the things and the weight isn't moving, if recognizing that lifting the hood and going deeper and looking at your hormones, looking and seeing, are there any dysregulations in my hormone systems, not just my sex hormones, but my thyroid, my cortisol, my insulin, my hunger hormones, looking at your toxic load, recognizing that your detoxification systems are a critical role, play a critical role in helping you be in a weight that feels right for your body. And then, of course, navigating what's going on in your gut, really opening the, you know, taking a look under the hood and seeing what's going on with your gut bacteria and your mucosal barrier and all of that fun stuff, plus managing your stress and looking at your cycle awareness. If this is giving you that light bulb moment, I want to know about it. So you can always reach out to me via social media. My Instagram is in the show notes. And until next time, lots of love.